For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Sergeant Brian Anderson of Chicago spent two tours of duty in Iraq. He came home a triple amputee. But as you'll soon hear, he's not allowed the accident to gain the upper hand on his life. Anderson is a Purple Heart recipient, a spokesman for USA Cares, and the author of No Turning Back, an autobiography of his life since leaving the Army at age 26. He's speaking on the WKU campus tonight, and we're glad to have him stop by our studios beforehand. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We should note that you're not a stranger to Kentucky.
No, I've been to Kentucky quite a few times, actually. Kentucky's always been great to me. And also, I'm a spokesperson of USA Cares, which is a veterans organization out of Radcliffe, Kentucky. They help post-9/11 vets get jobs back. They help wounded vets get help they need. They facilitate. They're a facilitator, and they get the job done. So Kentucky's always been really good to me. I love coming here. I know I'm only here for another 2 days, but I can't wait to come back next time.
Well, if you would, take us back to that October 2005 day in Iraq.
I got blown up. You know, just how every other tragedy, or people say tragedies begin, is just like just any other day. And we loaded up our trucks and headed out to the first Iraqi police station. And we didn't make it there because we got blown up. The explosion took my legs and my left hand instantly. My legs were laying in the floorboard. My hand was in the passenger seat. And it spun me sideways in my seat. And my first reaction was to look to my right to see if my guys were okay. And I'm like, hey, are you guys okay? Are you guys okay? And I didn't hear anything. While this is all going on, I had no idea anything was wrong with me.
And what's different about you is that you don't see yourself as disabled.
Well, I mean, at first I saw myself as disabled, but then I started realizing that I'm more able than most able-bodied people are. And that's when I started realizing that, you know what, I'm not disabled. I'm just different.
Were you ever sorry you went to Iraq?
No, I've never regretted anything I've done. Everything that I've done has always taught me a lot about things, a lot about myself. And, you know, I wouldn't be who I am today if all those sequence of events haven't happened. So I don't regret anything. Mm-hmm. And I don't even see this as a tragedy anymore. It's just another experience that I've gone through that has taught me a lot about myself.
At some point, perhaps immediately following the attack, did you feel sorry for yourself? And how do you not in a situation like yours?
No, I didn't feel sorry for myself. I guess it's because I just have this understanding of things. You know, I understand war is war. And people get hurt, people die, bad things happen. You have to move on. The reason that I'm not mad is because if the next day they said, hey, we're done, war's over, no more fighting, no more shooting, I'd have been having a beer with the guy that was shooting at me the day before, you know? So I don't see it that way. It was just something that happened.
You've said before that you wanted to be more than a statistic. You wanted to lead an extraordinary life, and you're certainly making that happen. And I wouldn't believe it had I not seen the videos, but I've seen you snowboarding, riding ATVs, rock climbing, wakeboarding. You're quite the daredevil.
I'm an adrenaline junkie. I just really wasn't ready not to have a normal life. I started trying to figure out what I can and can't do. And I used to be a gymnast too, so that helps a lot. Like, I've really learned how to, you know, use my body in every different kind of way. Twist it, contort it, lift it, you know, jump on things. So I'm able to do things. I'm very lucky because I don't have a spinal cord injury.
And it's that love for adrenaline rushes that sort of inspired your acting career. Our listeners may not know that you've been a murder suspect on CSI. You were in the last Batman movie, The Dark Knight, and you appeared in the film The Wrestler. What else am I leaving out?
A couple episodes of All My Children. I did an appearance on the HBO show The Wire. And now I actually have my own TV show called Reporting for Service with Brian Anderson. We aired it in Chicago last November, and it'll be out national for 13 episodes in 2013.
And you never really got into acting until after you left the Army, but yet you sort of always had that desire.
I would be the one that would sit there and watch movies and be more focused on what the actors are doing instead of what the plot is, or try to imagine myself being in that room with everybody else trying to do what that actor just did. And there was a lot of times where I'd be like, I don't think I could do that. But then there were some times that I think I could. I was like, oh, okay. But I never really knew until I got thrown into that with, like, All My Children and the CSI. I really got to act with different actors acting against me. I'm acting against them. And that made it a lot of fun. It was really enjoyable, really cool. In all reality, I mean, when you're acting, you can be anybody.
You have an interesting story about meeting Gary Sinise. Share that with our listeners.
All right. Well, the first time that I met Gary Sinise was at Walter Reed. And at Walter Reed, there was a lot of peer visitors. A lot of celebrities would come in, congressmen or senators or presidential candidates. I wasn't too big on that. I didn't care. I was about getting what I needed done. So one day, I was walking around the PT clinic practicing my legs. I didn't have any crutches or canes or anything. I was really just trying to learn to do it. And I knew somebody had walked in, but I didn't know who. And I started to make my way through the group of people, and I tripped and fell. And I landed into somebody. I put both my one good hand and my prosthetic hand on somebody's chest. And I was looking down. And then I looked up, and it was Gary Sinise. And I'm like, holy crap, Gary Sinise. And he looked at me, and he's like, holy crap, the real Lieutenant Dan. And I was like, no. I'll never be Lieutenant Dan. You'll always be Lieutenant Dan. And then I just kind of started running into him a lot. And then we became friends, and he has a band, Lieutenant Dan Band, and I get to go to his band. I travel with him sometimes. And then I asked him to write the foreword of my book. And I didn't think he was going to say yeah.
That's a pretty big coup.
Yeah. And he's like, I would be honored to write it. And I was like, are you serious?
Your autobiography, No Turning Back, has some very poignant yet humorous stories. Give us a hint at what readers will find.
Well, if you read the book, I wasn't trying to write it to make it a hard read or like, oh, man, I can't believe all this guy's been through. It's not like one of those. It's like, hey, I got blown up. Things happen. This is what happened since. These are my stories and what I've learned from them. So there's stories like where me and another bilateral amputee take a rental car out for a ride. There's a story about me meeting a girl for the first time on the road. I don't know. There's a lot of stories, and it's a funny book. It's not about, oh, this happened to me. It's about, hey, this is what can happen.
And in the book, you write that you're neither a hero nor a victim.
No.
So what do we call you?
Brian? I really don't know. I mean, the reason I say I'm not a hero is because 100,000 other soldiers were over there doing the same exact thing that I did. Some of us just got blown up. And just because I got blown up doesn't make me a hero. And the reason that I'm not a victim is because I'm not dwelling on it. I'm not sympathetic. I'm not sitting in a corner. I'm living my life. And here's one of the reasons, one of the ways that I thought about it, is if I let that terrorist that laid that bomb affect my life in any kind of way, then he wins. And there's no way in hell I'm going to let that terrorist win.
Well said. Former Army Sergeant Brian Anderson from Chicago, thanks so much for being here and sharing what's a very motivational story.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
You can find this interview, as well as pictures, on our website at wkyufm.org. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.